Welcome to Realistic Homesteading with your friends from A Simple Farm. Are you working a full-time job that doesn't fulfill your dreams? Does that job provide insurance and income to feed and clothe your family, but doesn't leave you excited every day and is only a means for providing? Do you want something more? Maybe you're happy in your work, but struggle with your conscience about serving your children hormone and chemically laden garbage. Does the idea of washing your baby's clothes and cancer-causing toxins rattle you to your core, and you're simply looking for another way? Does the word disenchanted describe your life in any way? Maybe the word homesteading has come into your vocabulary in the last 4 years, but you struggle with where to start. Well, brothers and sisters, struggle alone no more. Realistic Homesteading is here to help. Together, we will delve into how homesteading can work for you. We will work on projects and ideas and show you that homesteading is an ideal that can suit every situation. Come laugh, learn, and thrive with us. What is homesteading? On a larger scale, it'd be simplest to think of the Amish community, but brought to the new age. You don't need to live by candlelight, but you could. You don't need to travel by horse and buggy, but you could. You don't need to make your family's clothes, but again, you could. Simply put, you can take homesteading as far as you want to. Homesteading is an ideal of providing for yourself and your family. It is as simple as that. There are so many homestead famous people that are out there in social media today, it becomes overwhelming. Maybe you don't want to live off-grid like Doug and Stacy. Could be you just want to get your kids off of those toxic dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets from Tyson. Wikipedia defines homesteading as a lifestyle of self-sufficiency. It is characterized by subsistence agriculture, home preservation of food, and may also involve the small-scale production of textiles, clothing, and craftwork for household use or sale. To put things simply, you don't need to live on 100 acres in a log cabin that you built with a river running through your property, but Lord, it'd sure be nice. You can live in an apartment and homestead, in an addition with 100 homes, or in the city with skyscrapers. Homesteading ideals don't care where you live, but rather how you live. The word homesteading itself is confining and even overwhelming. I prefer to think of this ideal as just living simply. Think of it that way. Live simply. Now that you feel less anxious about the idea altogether, the thought of living simply seems more realistic, doesn't it? Welcome to Realistic Homesteading. We're pleased to meet you.